A 12-member state panel will meet Thursday in Orlando to decide which candidates to interview for two spots on the Florida Public Service Commission. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports a former lawmaker from Pensacola is among the 32 applicants.
To me, it's an extension of the public service that I have been doing for many years.
Dave Merzen served in the State House of Representatives from 2002 until he was term limited out in 2010. Since then, he has sought other elected positions, including the State Senate and Escambia County Commission.
I have lots of experience working with these issues, water, wastewater, utility issues, and telecommunications issues in the Florida legislature. I'm still involved in those issues, and I want to take that experience to the next level.
The terms of Commissioners Eduardo Balbus and Julie Brown expire in January. Brown is seeking another 4 years on the panel that regulates utilities. Balbus did not reapply. The Florida Public Service Commission Nominating Council will forward the names to Governor Rick Scott, who will make his picks. The nominees must then be confirmed by the state Senate. Merzen currently works as an aide to a state senator and Scott ally, Greg Evers.
Senator Evers is supportive of the effort and would put in a good word for me if I make it through the hurdles between now and then. They'll whittle the process down over the next couple of months, then forward three names per position, six names on to the governor, and he'll make the selection from there.
Amid the search for two new members, the PSC is also gearing up to deal with a number of issues, such as federal attempts to phase out coal-fired power plants.
Today, about 40% of America's carbon pollution comes from power plants. But right now, there are no national limits to the amount of carbon pollution that existing plants can pump into the air we breathe.
President Obama last month announced the most sweeping effort to date to reduce carbon emissions and combat climate change. The new rule from the EPA limits the amount of carbon pollution from coal power plants.
We limit the amount of toxic chemicals like mercury, sulfur, and arsenic that power plants put in our air and water, but they can dump unlimited amounts of carbon pollution into the air. It's not smart, it's not safe, and it doesn't make sense. Hundreds of scientists declare that climate change is no longer a distant threat. It has moved firmly into the present.
The total effect of those options could cut the amount of carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants by up to 20%. But Dave Merzen wants to know, at what cost to the states?
The federal government single-handedly has said, phase out this form of generating power in the state of Florida. You've got to balance that federal requirement with the ratepayers and the people here in Northwest Florida and across the state that have to figure out how to pay for that federal mandate.
In seeking the commission seat, Merzen draws parallels between holding an elected office and an appointed one, such as on the PSC.
You're representing constituents, regardless of whether they're in this office here or whether they're across the state of Florida. I'm familiar with the issues. I still kind of follow those issues. So hit the ground running. You don't have to bring me up to speed.
Besides Dave Merzen, the list of applicants also includes State Representative Jimmy Patronis. The Panama City Republican is leaving the legislature this year due to term limits. Members of the Florida Public Service Commission are paid $131,000 annually. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.